This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. Oh, it's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Go to jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off. All right. It's time to talk about court packing. You've heard all the news, all the headlines. Democrats want to pack the courts. They're going to turn the amount of justice into 13, and it's going to go hardcore communists and destroy the country. That's what you've heard all day, right? I'm about to give you the straight skinny on what's actually happening next and some sports talk on I'm Right. Don't worry, I'm going to get to the Supreme Court talk. I am. I'm going to get to it. Just bear with me for a few minutes. I'm not getting to it first. Why? Well, it's not nearly the most important thing going on in the United States of America right now. I will explain. Hang on. One thing that is extremely important in the United States of America right now is the attacking of the final few cultural institutions we have. I wasn't sure if I was going to use the word attacking, infection, infestation, all of these things apply. But what's happened in this country is this. A long time ago, the communists did come here. They did take over our education system on purpose. They did take over our entertainment industry on purpose. Now, why? Education system, you can understand, but Hollywood? Why would you focus on Hollywood? What difference does that make? Well, don't make this mistake that people make of thinking celebrities and athletes are not extremely influential in people's lives. That's just absurd. You can think they shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that way. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. It should not be that way. Nevertheless, let's not do what the leftists do and reside in a world of make-believe. Let's you and I just accept the world as it is. And the world as it is now, and frankly has always been, is the people who entertain us. When we're done, when you're done with your day, whether you're living your day now or 2,000 years ago, when you're done with your workday and you have somebody out there with the ability to entertain you, to get your mind off the day, make me laugh, do a play, sing a song, play a sport, get in a movie, do something to entertain me. And people will gather around to watch this person do this. This person is going to gain influence of some kind over your life. That's simply human nature. That's simply human nature. Do people gather around and watch you ever? No, probably not. That's the life of most of us. We don't have people gathering around to hear us talk, to watch us play a sport or something like that. But people do gather around for these people. So they get influence. Influence, yeah, they shouldn't have, but they have it. So why would the communists go after the entertainment industry? Well, simple. Because they knew they could influence masses like that. When your child, when you turn on the television, when you play video games, when you do whatever, you listen to music, the things that are going in your eyes and ears are affecting you. It doesn't mean you're some mindless sheep. You're watching my show. It's very doubtful you're a mindless sheep. Those people are all gone now. It means that you're a human being. You're a thinking human being. And that's why one of the most dangerous things going on in the country right now is the one that people try to dismiss, and that's why I talk about it so much, and that's professional sports going hardcore left. No, I don't expect you to care about sports. Maybe you're a sports freak. Maybe you don't care about them at all. None of that matters to me. But you better understand, these people do matter a lot. These people are extremely influential. The things these people say, the things these people do, people are watching. Sports has been a central part of every nation since the dawn of time. Now, why is that? Whether that's a small tribe somewhere or a gigantic empire, why would they have sports, national sports, almost always at least one, if not more? Why? Because sports are something that bring people together. It's one of those things, it's like religion. It's one of those things, it is one of those national glue things that holds a people together. You don't have to watch them. I don't care if you ever watch a sport in your life. It doesn't matter to me. You do have to understand that's one of the cultural pillars of every single society. And what we had up to recently was we still had the churches for the most part, and we still had the corporations for the most part, and we still had sports. They had already taken everything else for quite some time, education, entertainment, and whatnot. But we did have those final three things, right? We had them. Why do you think they've been going after them so hard? Because they're looking around right now and they're saying to themselves, we've almost got it all. Let's go finish them off. That's how these people think. That's how these people think. And that's hard for you and I to accept because you don't look at the world that way. I don't look at the world that way. And frankly, nor do you want to look at the world that way. It's a miserable way to look at life. Why do you think they scream about the first? Why do you think the communists scream about the first? Okay, I love the first, as you know. Just nowhere else in the world I'd rather be. But all it takes is pressing a button on your remote control and the channel changes. Why would you care? You communists have virtually every channel. You have the sitcoms, you have all the other news channels, you have everything else. Why are you so mad about the first? Well, because a communist doesn't look at anything. Doesn't look at anything and pat himself on the back about all the things he's infested and infected and attacked and destroyed. A communist only sees what he hasn't taken yet. That's why. That's why. They're never going to stop. And sports? I mean, you remember the Major League Baseball recently just moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta to Denver because of the most benign voter ID law in the history of voter ID laws. No, you can't bribe people with goods and services in line while they wait to vote. And yeah, you have to show an ID before you vote to see who's in charge of the most powerful nation on the planet. That was so controversial that Major League Baseball packed up, picked up, and moved out. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea logistically what a major deal it is to take a huge event like that with food and hotels and parking and bookings and tickets and everything else and just decide we're going to replace it? It's a big deal. But they did it. You remember NBA, of course, NBA. Black Lives Matter all over the place. Black Lives Matter shirts, Black Lives Matter on the court. The open communist organization, they openly admit it. We are Marxists. The open communist organization trying to bring down the country. The organization that is responsible for more black people being killed in this country than the KKK has killed in all the decades combined. Yes, that Black Lives Matter. Yep, that's the one. You remember NBA coach, legendary NBA coach Greg Popovich? He, of course, had something to say.
How many young black kids have to be killed for no freaking reason? How many? So that we can empower the police unions. We need to find out who funds these people. I want to know what owners in the NBA fund these people who perpetrate these lies. Maybe that's a good place to start. So it's all transparent. That's all I got.
Isn't that what you wanted to see when you got home? Hard day at work? Want to log in? You want to see some hoops? Oh, gosh. It's the NBA coach talking about this again. Oh, and don't think it's just NBA or Major League Baseball. If you want to think more bread and butter traditional American sports, it's not my cup of tea, but NASCAR would be on the top of everybody's list, right? Oh, yeah. NASCAR is on the top of the list. Top of the list of another one that's going down the toilet really quickly. They're out there pushing social justice messages. You remember famed race hoaxer Bubba Wallace? He, of course, gets out there last night with an image that said, hashtag Dante Wright. Oh, yeah. Yeah, which is hilarious because this is the same Bubba Wallace who found a garage noose, just a pull string that opens and closes a garage, called it a racial hate crime, got a team of FBI agents down there to investigate it, and then went on a media tour to talk about how oppressed he was and how terrible it is that this still happens in America. Oh, it's a garage pull string? Oh, okay. Okay. This stuff does matter. It's fun to poke fun at these people, but what I'm saying to you is this stuff does matter. Not just for you, especially for young people. This is a dangerous direction for the United States of America. Here's Jen Psaki.
We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities.
Scott, you can't watch anything anymore. Nothing. Maybe the UFC, to their credit, Dana White and the UFC, they've not gotten on board with this. You know what? Credit to them. Maybe we're all just going to be fight fans now. And where am I going with all this? Again, I don't expect you to care about sports. I don't. I really do not. But you should understand it matters. I don't expect you to be a religious person. I'll never come here and preach to you in front of the camera, nor am I qualified to do so. But religions matter a lot. Religions are the solar system your nation revolves around. And, of course, they got in the churches, too. Can't walk 5 feet without stumbling over a church now. Oh, white privilege! It's where we are. And I want you to understand, if you're mad about them going after the churches and the sports and the military, if you're mad about them taking over corporate America, that's why they did it. They did it specifically because those things are important to you and important to society. So they had to be attacked, infested, infected, and destroyed. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint and your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get 2. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse.
Now, there is something you can do to help. And while doing this, you get to save yourself a pile of money. It's called Mammoth Nation. I am not asking you to do anything I haven't personally done. Go become a member of Mammoth Nation. I am a lifetime member of Mammoth Nation. That's how much I believe in this. You sign up, you become a member. Your cash goes to actual fighters running for office who need your backing. So good, good for you. Give yourself a high five. But wait. You get something out of it more than that. You get discounts at shopping, travel, hotels, wireless, telehealth, you name it. You get a laundry list of discounts. Go to mammothnation.com/Jesse. That's mammothnation.com/Jesse. There is a way for you to do something. Go join today and do something. We'll be back. At least one person out there of some fame in professional sports seems to be brave enough to say the things that all the others don't say. Here's Brett Favre.
Yeah, and I think both sides, for the most part, want to see it just remain about the sport, not about politics. At least that's my interpretation. I know when I turn on a game, I want to watch the game. I want to watch players play and teams win, lose, come from behind. I want to watch all the, you know, the important parts of the game, not what's going on outside of the game. And I think the general fan feels the same way. Something has to unite us. And the game or games or sport in the past has been kind of a unification.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like a division. I can't tell you how many people, including yourself, have said to me, I don't watch anymore. It's not about the game anymore. And I tend to agree.
I don't watch anymore either. I've been honest about it. I was the most rabid football fan in the history of football fans. When I first got out of the Marine Corps, I would go for 8-9 hours on a Sunday. Beer, burgers, chips, just all day. Sometimes by myself. Didn't watch a single play last year. That's where I am now. Joining me now to talk about that and other things is Bobby Barak. He is the politics and sports writer for OutKick. Bobby, I don't think I'm alone, man. I love sports. I geek out on sports. NBA Finals, NFL, I mean, it's as good as it gets. I don't watch anything anymore. And that sucks, but I don't, dude. I'm done with that crap.
Yeah, Jesse, you're far from the only person. Look at the ratings. So I got some numbers for you off the top of my head. The NBA Finals this year, which not as political as any sports league ever have, with Black Lives Matter on the court, LeBron James saying black people are hunted by American police officers, slogans on the back. 56% of their viewers dropped off from the previous year. Again, 56%. That is unheard of. I mean, that's over half your audience in a time where we're told that sport is the only thing that is keeping cable and linear TV afloat. And it's not just NBA. We saw the NFL take a big dip, including in the Super Bowl, when much of their pregame show and pregame routines were dedicated to fighting quote-unquote social injustice, that America's racist, that we need to get together and stop all this stuff. So you're far from the only one. I'm going to comment real quickly on what Brett Favre just said. Jesse, if you go back 6 years ago, and you told someone that what's going on in sports, they wouldn't understand why comments like Brett Favre's is of any note, because they would think, well, of course sports shouldn't be about politics. Why would you interject that or inject any of these talking points into politics? But we're so accustomed to it that a story like that, he's one of the only ones that's willing to come out and say that. I mean, go back to that same scenario 5 years ago, and you tell us, like, if I would have told my grandfather, who was a big sports fan, who's no longer living, that Drew Brees had to apologize repeatedly and is still apologizing for saying that he respects the American flag, he would say, wait, what is he apologizing for? Don't we all, or shouldn't we all respect the flag? But no, in this day and age with sports and sports media, Drew Brees was criticized more for saying he respects the flag than players like Kevin Durant, who said an actor racial and homophobic comments and just got a pass. No one cared. But sticking out for the flag, that's punishable.
Bobby, first of all, let's focus on the business aspect of it. You said 56% drop off for the NBA.
Yeah.
Now, you know a million times more about this stuff than I do, but I also know that everyone needs to make money. Are they making so much money in China that the American market doesn't matter? Because if the American market doesn't matter at or matters at all, 56% drop off, that's not even sustainable business wise.
Well, look at it like this. They had two routes. 2 years ago, Daryl Morey, who was then the Houston Rockets GM, he spoke out against the inhumane treatment of Hong Kong or what they're doing in China, which I consider, and Clay Travis, who I spoke to on radio, said earlier, we agree that this is the closest thing to Nazi Germany right now in 2021. That's the genocide happening in China right now. The NBA had a chance to make a stance, make a change there, speak out against it. LeBron James said, no, that's bad for business. But they do all this, which is really bad for business. So they're choosing, Jesse, let's rob Peter for Paul. They're willing to sacrifice some business in the United States to keep China happy, keep those Nike sneaker sales up. So by that metric, they do seem to care more about China. But you know, come contract negotiations, if these finals keep dipping at unheard of rates, these networks are going to say, I'm not going to pay you three times what we're paying now, which is reportedly, according to CNBC, what the NBA plans on taking to Disney and AT&T, saying we want three times our current rates for the next contract deal. That's unheard of. And it was with a business that's declining at this rate, I think the NBA is going to be in for a rude awakening.
Okay, Bobby, explain this, not to geek out too much on the details, but in professional sports, back when I used to watch all the NFL I possibly could and all the football stuff I possibly could, TV contracts, like you just pointed out, they were really, I mean, I understand there are a lot of money makers. They were the big money makers for the professional sports leagues. These channels competing, I want the Super Bowl, I want the Super Bowl, that kind of thing. Is that the case for the NBA? Because if that's the case, then yeah, they are going to feel it.
Well, yeah, you mentioned for the NFL and the Super Bowl. It was for the NFL, but they haven't gone as far left as the NBA, not even close. But the NFL got raises across the board from Disney, Comcast, which owns NBC, Viacom, CBS, and Fox, and also Amazon. So for the NFL, they did get that triple the current price that they wanted. For the NBA, you know, it remains to be seen. I was talking to a source last week, and they said the NBA so far has had enough confidence where they have told potential third partners, we don't need you. That's why they've stuck with Disney and AT&T, which is Warner Media now for their TNT games. But come 2026, when those contract rights become a topic of conversation and they're negotiating, the NBA might have to, you know, sit back and say, maybe we need to add a third partner if Disney and TNT are not going to pay them what they want. So historically, yes, we've seen a constant rise for the NBA and NFL in these contract rights. And you say it really is the primary bottom line of these owners, players, and all the revenue that streams. But I don't know. I have questions. I'll make a prediction right now. I do not believe the NBA, giving the ratings losses they've had since 2012 and really since 2017, that they're going to be able to sit down in these message with these big board directors and say, we want this price. They're going to get some pushback that they're not accustomed to.
Okay, what are the power dynamics of these professional sports leagues then? Because everyone in the NBA front office, yes, they may be completely left, but they're not a bunch of morons. Do they have the power to sit down with their players, their most popular players, and say, hey, I'm not telling you what to believe, but do me a favor and shut up because you're killing us here?
You used the word power. Yes. Do they have the guts, the courage, that with the backlash they would receive? Can you imagine the story if a white owner told LeBron James, hey, you know, stop saying that you're hunted by police. You know, let's talk about some facts. Hey, you know, stop calling Donald Trump a terrorist, stuff like that. Of course they have the power to do that. They're writing the checks. But just like ESPN, these owners, these executives, these commissioners, they're not idiots. They're cowards. They don't want to face the backlash. So much of decision making now is predicated on how it's going to be received on social media, how the press release is going to look, how to avoid a New York Times hit piece. So I do not expect the owners to ever come down and tell these players that, because if they do, Jesse, there's going to be leaks that night and they will be crushed and crucified by the media, which totally has the NBA players' backs.
Bobby, I'm sure you've already seen this. In case you haven't, here was Dana White talking about a packed house coming up.
What's up, everybody? UFC President Dana White here. I am so happy to finally be able to say Vegas is back. This summer, Las Vegas is back open for business, and on July 10th, UFC 264 will be at the T-Mobile Arena here in Vegas at 100% capacity. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 20,000 fans.
That is awesome news, Bobby. Dana White has been really quiet about all the political stuff. He's been that way for quite some time. Is this guy some kind of hardcore right winger, or just smart enough not to alienate all the fight fans out there?
I love this question because I don't know Dana White's politics, and I don't want to know, nor should anyone know. Why should it matter? So a year ago, when all the leagues prematurely said, all right, we're pulling the plug, we might never return, we're caving to COVID, we're not even going to try to do this safely, Dana White said, nope, I'm going to keep my league afloat. I'm going to keep on fighting. And he did. Last year at this time, there was no professional sports except UFC, who never shut down. He actually looked at the data and figured out a way to keep his sport going, you know, obviously without fans for a long time, but now he's bringing all of them back. And we just talked about the lack of courage that these athletes and presidents and commissioners of sports have. The UFC is the one outlier. Jesse, yesterday, and forgive me, I don't know how to pronounce her name, a UFC fighter came out and said that she's anti-communism. Pretty a benign statement, pretty respectable, obvious statement that she's anti-communism. The sports media crushed her, called her racist, and said that how dare she inject sports or politics into sports. So wait a minute. When somebody's critical of communism, that's where the sports media draws the line. But they didn't draw the line with all the stuff the NBA did, all the stuff Colin Kaepernick said, Rob Manfred pulling the MLB All-Star game, costing the city of Atlanta a ton of money. But her saying that she's anti-communism, pro-freedom, that's where the sports media and sports industry draws the line. That's all anyone needs to know about sports right now.
Yeah, that's a fact. Bobby Brock, thank you so much for joining me, my man. Outkick.com.
Just anytime.
Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it. For $4,000, she has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
All right. Hear me out. If you're somebody who dips tobacco, or you're somebody who smokes, or you're somebody who knows someone who does, there is actual real help out there. It's called Jake's Mint Chew. And I tried dipping, well, I tried quitting dipping, I should say, forever, and failed a million times. I tried cold turkey. I tried that idiotic patch. I tried sunflower seeds. I tried smoking to quit dipping. I'm not making that up. I went to community college. Jake's Mint Chew is the way to do it. It gives you that fix. No tobacco, no nicotine, and yet you get that fix. And for you smokers, let me highly recommend the CBD pouches. When you're ready to go outside and burn one, throw a little CBD patch in there. It'll take that edge off. You will be able to quit. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Use the promo code Jesse at checkout for 20% off. We'll be back. All right, let's address the elephant in the room. And no, I'm not talking about you and your quarantine 15. We are going to address this packing the Supreme Court thing. I know you've been screaming all day long at the television set. Undoubtedly, you've been texting friends and family members. Have you seen this? Putting stuff up on Facebook or whatnot. Yelling, screaming, I can't believe the Democrats are doing this. Let's address something right now. I do believe the Democrats want to do it. I do not believe they have an intention of actually doing it. I believe they have something else going on here. So I'm going to go through all the timeline of what's going on today and what happened before, and then I'm going to explain to you what I think is going on here. And since, you know, I'm the Oracle, I'm probably right. First of all, let's rewind to Donald Trump asking Joe Biden about court packing.
My question to you is, you have refused in the past to talk about it. Are you willing to tell the American people tonight whether or not you will support either ending the filibuster or packing the court?
Whatever position I take in that, that'll become the issue. The issue is the American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
court?
Make
sure you, in fact, let people know.
He doesn't want to answer the question.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right.
Gentlemen, I think we've ended
this.
This
is so unprecedented.
He's going to pack the court.
We're
not going to give a list.
Look. It was creepy. That wasn't the only time either. It happened time and time again. He simply would not answer. A real open book we have as President of the United States of America. Well, guess what? I mean, surprise, surprise. We started getting rumblings a couple days ago that Democrats are considering packing the court. And then wouldn't you know it, Congressman Rumpelstiltskin Jerry Nadler gets up there to the podium today, adjusts the microphone down, and says this.
As our country has grown, so too to the Supreme Court. 13 justices for 13 circuits is a logical progression. And that is another reason why I'm glad to join my colleagues in introducing the Judiciary Act of 2021 to establish the Supreme Court size as 13. That's a nice number. It's a proper number. It matches the number of circuits as it has historically. And it also will enable us to do justice and to rectify the great injustice that was done in packing the court. Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
We're unpacking it. I do have to pause here just for a brief moment, if you'll allow me, about this court thing. I feel like sometimes while I'm a bad person and a sociopath and just a soulless monster, I admit these things to you all the time. I also am, on some occasions, the most honest, only honest person in the United States of America. I'm never one of these guys who says, I just want the court to be unbiased. I just want the justice is blind. Just blindly interpret the law. Oh, that's such a bunch of crap. Nobody actually believes that. I want the judges on that court and all the courts to absolutely slaughter the left-wing agenda and pass through my agenda. That's what everybody believes. Nobody wants to say it, though. I just want someone to interpret the law. No, you want somebody to hammer your will through and to crush the other guy's will. And that's exactly what I want. Anyway, be that as it may. Six GOP representatives have announced a constitutional amendment, I'm sure we're going to have the votes for that, to keep the Supreme Court at 9. This includes Gallagher, Jacobs, Buck, Brooks, Budd, and Mullen. Now, all right, we got through the Supreme Court issue. Allow me to explain what's actually happening. Democrats are not going to have the votes necessary to pass some judiciary act to pack the Supreme Court. That's not what they're doing. So calm down on that. Don't worry. They're not going to pack the court. They're not going to end America. If they did pack the court, it would end America. I'm not even exaggerating. You would see states secede. I truly believe that. But setting that aside, that's not what they're doing. But what they are doing is something very, very smart and something people on the right, something you and I can learn from. Democrats, when they take power, they try to go after absolutely everything. So you see, when Republicans take power, let's say you have a list of 10 Republican platitudes, 10 Republican things on the Republican platform, if you will. I want low taxes and pro-life and gun rights and whatnot. Republicans, like you and I, we gather around in a room and we say, well, the people who run the country, they say to themselves, well, what's the national mood like? We probably can't do anything yet on on guns. I don't know about that. There was just that shooting, so people yell at us. Well, we don't want to do anything too pro-life. That can alienate some people in the middle. Maybe just a little tax cut? Guys, do you think we could... A little tax cut? Should we try to pass a little tax cut? Sound good? All right, let's just try that, and we'll see how that goes. We don't want to offend anybody. That's the Republican way. That's stupid. On top of being cowardly and pathetic, it's stupid. Democrats attack everything all at once, which is extremely intelligent. It's what you should do. You, right now, you wake up every single day when you check your internet. I know what you do when you wake up in the morning. Don't lie to me. You wake up, rub the sleep out of your eyes, and you check your internet, and you're looking to see what the news of the day is. You get mad. Because there's plenty to be mad about right now. Democrats control it all. They're all doing something new, crazy every day. And right now, I get your emails. What you feel is surrounded. You feel surrounded. You feel attacked on all sides. You feel like they're going after everything at once. There's a border surge. Oh, my goodness. We lifted sanctions on Iran. We're bowing down to China. Wait, they're raising taxes? $4 trillion infrastructure plan? What? Well, hold on. Now we're packing the... They're doing going after everything, and you feel surrounded and overwhelmed. That's on purpose. This is just another thing. They're not actually trying to get it through. What they're doing is, instead of making you defend one thing, we're going to raise taxes. That lets you laser focus on that, right? Call your representatives. Stop this tax increase. Rally the country. No. You attack absolutely everything at once with the knowledge that your enemy will be so scared, on his heels, discombobulated, that at least part of your agenda is going to get through. That is how Democrats do politics. And if they weren't so absolutely disgusting, I swear I would join the party, because that is the way to do politics. And that makes people uncomfortable. People don't like to think in those terms. That's fine if you don't like to think in those terms, but it is really, really important for you to understand that your enemy does. He does think that way. If it seems like they're going after everything you care about all at once and it's overwhelming and they're trying to end it all, it's because they are. You have H.R. 1. You have, they're trying to remove the Electoral College that was announced today. Oh my goodness, they're attacking everything. Yes, they are. Yes, it's bad. Yes, we should fight it all. But we should remember that's how it should be done. You don't get in office and go through your list of, well, we have to dump this and dump this and dump that because this might make somebody uncomfortable and this could hurt his feelings. You go in and you go after every single thing you want. Something's going to get through. A lot of it will fail. Some of it will get through. This is just the latest and greatest. This is just the biggest shiny object right now to distract you from everything else they're doing. They do it very, very well. All right.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these farrier drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
Now, speaking of shiny objects, I see an advertisement every other minute, it seems like, for credit card theft. Don't get your credit card stolen. What if your credit cards get stolen? Buy our credit card theft protection. Well, I've had my credit card stolen multiple times. Online, always these online guys get a hold of your number, buy something stupid with it. Do you know how much money, and all the times I've had my credit card stolen, do you know how much money it has ever cost me? Ever? Zero. Not a single penny. When your credit card gets stolen, they buy something stupid with it. You pick up the phone and say, hey, I didn't buy this. The credit card company says, okay, we'll take it off and send you a new card. Thanks. And that's that. That's not how it works with home title theft. With home title theft, it's wiping people out. It's getting people evicted from their homes. It's that big of a deal. And unless you have home title lock, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and sign up. Use the promo code RADIO. That gets you 30 days for free. We'll be back. The crazy thing about today is these nutball radicals, the kind of people you used to really laugh at 20, 30 years ago. The lady with the pink hair on the corner with some weirdo sign. These people are elected to the highest positions in the country now. That's what's so nuts. They're not on the streets anymore. They're now pulling the strings. This is a sitting member of Congress, Rashida Tlaib. Quote, it wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I'm done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. Well, joining me now, Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn. Congratulations, Sheriff. Apparently, we don't need you anymore. You can go home. All the criminals are gone.
Well, we'll head on home for the afternoon since everything's going to be just fine. She is incredible.
No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that position is a person who is a tremendous elitist. And, you know, looking back on that, I am so sorry that young man died in that encounter up there. And I'm sorry for the officer that made it and the community. But there were several issues going on there. And one of them was where was Dante's dad? He was resisting law enforcement. And all of that situation accelerated. I'm not absolving the officer from anything at this because we don't still have everything.
Sheriff, I have tried to honestly, I'm ashamed to say it, I have a bit of a lead foot myself, so I get pulled over from time to time. I've been pulled over with my sons before, and I teach my sons, keep your hands up high on the steering wheel, don't move around. I don't teach them this because I think the cop's always right, although I've honestly been speeding every time. I teach them this because I don't want them to die. Is this something people are not being taught?
Well, apparently not, is that our echo and our training and our citizen outreach is always, remember, do not hold court on the side of the road. Be courteous, be kind, be respectful, and everything is going to go okay.
Sheriff, okay, you see these sitting members of Congress, you see extremely influential people in society, professional athletes, actors, all these people who sadly do have a lot of influence out there, pushing this heavy anti-cop message. Have you seen this filter down and make your job any harder, or is this something that's not getting down to the people?
No, it's getting down. It's difficult to recruit people into law enforcement today. It's people who, quite frankly, police officers themselves are saying, when people ask them, says, no, you don't want to get in law enforcement today. It is very, very difficult and that kind of thing. We're very fortunate here in North Texas. Our citizenry has been extremely supportive of us, but around the country, that is not the case. And it's in cities like we're seeing in Minneapolis and so forth like that.
Sheriff, we have these terrible border numbers, 172,000 people in March alone coming across the southern border. And while I realize we are now, because we're so overwhelmed, shipping these people all over the country, border states like ours here in Texas are going to feel the brunt of this worse than other states are. Are you seeing the results of any of that? What can be done? People are scared to death. You should see my emails about this.
I think people are scared. And they got to keep in mind these 172,000 people that came over. A lot of those people are not a threat to us as far as violent crimes or so forth like that, but there are people embedded in that. We have got to make a urgent move toward Washington to stop the flow. The only answer here is for leadership to step up and to stop the flow and then reconnoiter what's happening to us already. I mean, we got 20,000 children out there. A lot of them are 2 and 3 years old, 7 years old, and they have no idea where they're from or who they are. What are we going to do with those kids? We need our faith-based organizations to step up. But this is an awful, inhumane crisis that we have found ourselves in because somebody thought it was a good idea to have open borders.
Sheriff, is this, are you really seeing it worse, you know, since January? Was this problem I want to know, was it actually getting better under the last administration, or is it just always there and we're always wrestling with it?
It had gotten a lot better because under the former administration, they had an agreement with Mexico. They had agreements with Guatemala. They were stopping the flow, and we saw the reduction. For instance, one of the great indicators is cartel methamphetamine, a horrific drug that plagues America. That the cost of methamphetamine per gram on January the 20th was about $80 a gram. Well, today, you can get it for $20 a gram. So what does that tell the public? How open our border is and how much in supply that stuff is.
Do you see any rise in crime in your county, in Tarrant County, when this stuff happens, or are they pushing that stuff somewhere else?
Well, it's probably too early to see that impact or see what those real numbers mean. We do know that we had a New Mexico police officer that was killed recently by a cartel member out on the side of the highway. So we are seeing some of those things. But I think as time rolls on, we'll see what the impact is in the rearview mirror.
Sheriff Bill Weariborn, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back. You never know if you're changing lives, right? I mean, you don't know. I don't know. You wake up every day and you go out there and you think to yourself, I want to work hard today, do right by me and mine. Who knows? Maybe make a difference in someone's life. And I've never known, you know, whether or not I'm helping anybody at all. But sometimes you get an email and it lets you know, man, I am making people's lives better. So I showed up today for work and I got this email and I just thought I should share it with all of you. Jesse, I stopped wearing flats several months ago because of you, but I haven't just been sitting idly by. I am changing the world one pair of communist feet at a time. I started referring to flats as commie footwear without telling anyone in my life why. Whenever my sister would ask me if her outfit looked cute, if she was wearing flats, I'd tell her, "You look like somebody only a communist could love." Since then, it's made my sister so uncomfortable, she stopped wearing flats completely, which used to be her go-to, paying it forward. You see, I don't know about you, I'm out there making the world a better place by letting women everywhere know that those hideous-looking ballet flats are the most unacceptable footwear and the history of footwear. And you notice I didn't say anything about why everybody has to wear heels or something like that. I don't care. Wear tennis shoes. Wear boots. Wear flip-flops for all I care. But those things look like they belong on a 12-year-old girl heading to ballet practice. And yet somehow, these have become accepted, just widely accepted by society. And you know why? Because we live in a feminized society today where the women run everything and the men are too scared to step up and say, no, that's awful. A woman wearing those flats is the equivalent to me showing up for a date in a wife beater in sweatpants. And you know how I know? Because if you say something against flats, but what do you get back? Oh, they're so comfortable. Okay, so are my sweatpants. So is my wife beater. That doesn't mean it's acceptable to wear in public. I will speak out on this from now until the day I die, and I'm glad I'm out there changing lives. And because I went on a flats rant, somebody, God bless the internet, made this little spoof of a Target ad.
We believe in good we can all afford. Sing it. From a lighter load on the planet to shoes with a lighter footprint. To shoes with a lighter footprint. With a lighter footprint.
Oh, is as good as it gets. All right, finally, we're going to wrap this up with Dr. Fauci getting just crushed by Jim Jordan.
Give us your best guess, then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is going to... Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Fauci the same question?
Well, let me... You're ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I get to ask you the questions. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us zero mask, one mask, two masks, now back to one mask. I'm just asking you, when is it going to end? You can say I'm ranting. I'm actually asking the question that the citizens I get the privilege of representing, and my name actually goes on a ballot. I don't think your name's ever been on a ballot. My name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
you can call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
Bye, Jerry.
And we'd like an answer, or your best guess, since you got an answer for everything else.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I did not know we were going to show you a murder tonight. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good-looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? Usually my drink was give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.